got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Baseball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right. It is 7:06 on this Wednesday, August 26th. We're on the banks of the Arkansas River on Front Street here in Dardanelle, beautiful Dardanelle, Arkansas, as we get ready to help them celebrate and kick off the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry, the 79th edition of it. And some really great folks, Roger. We've already had some great breakfast, the elk burritos,
Yes.
We got some legit Tyson fried chicken coming up because you can't do a show about the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry if you don't have fried chicken. So what we've done, because we mentioned some of the great names that have come through Dardanelle, including our buddy John Daly, and we mentioned James Lee Witt, we mentioned Tom Cotton, just to name a few. Tusk, new addition. And so let me know when we have Daly. So we'll go be prepared for him. He's playing in a pro-am this morning.
Just got him.
And so before we go to that, too, I want to introduce the guests that are here with us now. Guys that most people in this area know very well, and you can't miss them. First, we got the mayor, Jimmy Witt. Morning, Mayor. How are
good
you?
Morning.
Good to see you. Of course, your dad, James Lee Witt.
Yes, sir.
Was FEMA director here. And anyway, so great to have you today hanging out with the show. We also have, let's see who I want to go with next. Let me see here. Let's go with Judge Mark Thone, who's also a pastor. Oh, I'm sorry, Mark is a pastor.
No,
I'll get that
He's
mixed up. Dardanelle, you've been the voice of the Sand Lizards for 20, how many years?
Eight.
28 years. And you live across from John Daly, or you said John Daly moved in across
from you. Yeah, he moved in across from me. Neighborhood went downhill from there. But no, John's a great neighbor. He don't borrow anything or nothing, so that's a great neighbor.
Yeah, we see you all the time. You're a regular. Of course, we see you with the Stokes, and I know you're close, friends with them and have known them for a long, long time, too. Good people.
Great people.
Also, we've got Jim Huffman. And Jim, you're the voice of the Apaches.
Yeah, now, we do color.
Do the color. You don't want to take away from the
play. No.
So you're the pastor. Excuse me, Mark. And you're the pastor, and you're also with Tyson.
Yes,
Tyson Foods.
I'm a chaplain with Tyson. Foods.
You're a chaplain with Tyson Foods.
How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Tyson Foods has a chaplain.
Yeah. They have about, I believe, 84, 85 company-wide.
And, Jimmy, you made the point that Tyson is so important in this community. Biggest employer, 1,000 employees, big impact.
Huge.
And you can't have a Mount Nebo chicken fry without Tyson food. And of course, we've got John Tyson coming to the Touchdown Club and right before, Jerry Jones and Bill Clinton, so that's going to be something special. But I thought today, in addition to having you guys on, I wanted to have, John Daly, since, he's internationally known. I want to have him on today, Tom Cotton on today and some others. So let's bring in, I think, John. I don't know what state John is in, but Christian, can
you mean physically?
Yes, physically.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good point, Roger. Yeah, what state he's in. Yeah, go ahead and bring him in, Christian.
John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Dardanelle and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the
mayhem,
it's John Daly.
Join in.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, everybody.
where are you located this morning, John?
We're in Warwick Hills up in Grand Blanc, Michigan, playing a little pro-am for the Allied Championship.
I swear, we Raj, every week, John Daly's in a different state, a different city. He's on the go all the time.
He's a hustler.
We usually have you on Tuesday, John, but we want to move you to today because we're here celebrating your hometown and where you have your golf course, where the Boys and Girls Club is. And I know this city means a lot to you, and you could never come back if you wanted to, but you grew up here, and this place has a special part in your heart, right?
Yeah, it always has. You know, it's where I kind of taught myself how to play golf, got to know everybody there, and you know, it's a town of just people will help anybody out, and no matter what it is, man. It's just a great little town. Dardanelle is, you know, and it's a safe town, and it's a great place to raise a family, and we don't have everything, but we got enough, and we're all happy what we got.
Yeah, that's well said, John. That's excellent. And of course, you know, we mentioned the Sound Lizards were 14-1 last year and played the state championship in football, and so those things are going well. And you, John, I don't know, we haven't really made this public, but you're getting ready to, you know, put some money. You've been supporting the Boys and Girls Club for many, many years, but you're getting ready to really put some money into a new facility coming up at the end of this month. Or not, maybe the beginning of September or middle of September, you're going to try raising some money for the Boys and Girls Club here in Dardanelle, right?
Yeah, this year I think I've got Morgan's 50 grand coming. It'll put me over almost close to 750, almost 800,000 I've raised for them this year. And we got more coming, but, you know, it's a process. And, you know, for so many years I helped support Russellville, London, you know, I'm doing, you know, in Dardanelle. I wasn't raising the money I needed to raise for the goals that I set. So when I moved it to Nashville, you know, all my celebrities could sleep in their own bed, get up, come and support me. And, you know, it was tough because I was paying for jet fuel and hotels for all these guys. And it was kind of a long way for them to come. And now I'm getting 40 celebrities at my tournament. And the entry fees are $10,000, you know, instead of $1,200. And my goal was to support the Boys and Girls Club, do the best I can, make as much money as I can, because it'll be my 36th year, man. I want to build this building. I want them to be happy and be able to, you know, get a lot more kids. We've got a ton of them right now, but we're going to get a lot more when this facility's built.
Well, yeah, and I've seen the drawings, and we're going to push that out here soon. And I know, Mary, I know you love any time that people are putting money back in the community, especially helping kids, is important.
Oh, absolutely. And John's done John's done a great job throughout the whole tenure of the Boys and Girls Club, being in Dardanelle, and we're happy to help him in any way we can.
Yeah, I love it when of course, Colonel Corliss gave back to Russellville, and now John. So the only thing we want to find out is that how many times have you had to go over to Mark Thone's house and calm him down and tell him to quit partying across the street from your house, John? That's what I want to know.
Okay. Mark's been awesome. He's a hell of a neighbor. We don't get to see each other a lot, but, you know, the thing, since we're dry, anytime, you know, we've got more alcohol in Dardanelle than liquor stores do in Blackwell because, you know, it's dry. So I might go over and borrow something from him. He might come over and borrow something from me, but he's been a great neighbor, and, you know, anything I've ever needed or he's ever needed, we've always helped each other, so...
Well, I don't have on headset, John, but I'm sure everything you said was the total truth.
So you better watch it.
I will say this, that the guys brought up something, John. You know, the last time I was here, we ate at the Mexican restaurant right down on Front Street here. But the guys were talking, especially Jim Huffman from Tyson, yeah, is that there's not a chicken place here. And even though chicken is the biggest employer here, how do we not have a chicken place? Is it just because, you know,
I don't understand that. There is literally six chicken restaurants across the river, and if one of them would come over here, there's no competition.
Isn't that something? Well, John, listen, we know you're busy. We just wanted to get you on real quick. I know you're you probably have already started the pro-am. We just want to get you real quick, and it's the 79th Mount Nebo Chicken Fry, and we're just here celebrating Dardanelle and the community here, and you're part of that, even though you're all over the world, and we just wanted to get you on this day today so you could say what you said a few minutes ago about the importance that this town has means to you, at least.
Well, it's chicken fry. It's a great day. I remember playing baseball up on Mount Nebo, me and my brother. I think I played for Piggly Wiggly, and some of our other friends played for Save a Thumb, and we had an undefeated season. J.R. Griffin was our coach, and I went home, and that was the first time I ever made a John Daly.
That's what it was. Can you imagine being able to play Roger on the on mountaintop? Being a kid to go up to the mountain and play on top of Mount Nebo.
Yeah, no.
Great.
Could appreciate it then, I bet.
Great memories. All right, John, listen, I know we're working towards, raising some money here for the new Boys and Girls Club here in Darnell. So we'll talk soon about that. Knock them straight, and don't overdo it in the heat today.
All right. Go Sailors. Go Hogs. I love y'all.
Love you too, Johnny. The one and only John Daly. He's one of a kind. I tell you.
He's one of a kind.
I'm a busy guy. But the dude is, he's not flying. He's driving that darn RV and just going to every location. I give him credit. And he's always, Roger, very rarely has he ever missed this call. So, he's always here because, of course, he's getting paid, which is important, too.
But still.
He also knows that Honda of Russell is our sponsor, and do want to thank them. They've been around a long time, too.
You're darn right. Is Pat Bradley getting paid? That's a shot at Bradley. Not fair since he can't respond.
But, we were in Hope not long ago for the 50th Watermelon Festival. We were talking about all the names that have come out of Hope, and the Clinton, the Mac McClarty's, the Huckabees. I mean, the Buddy Suttons. I mean, so many. And, again, you look here.
That's right.
I mean, you got a U.S. Senator in Tom Cotton. Your dad was the head of FEMA under Clinton. I mean, you've got some good people coming out of here, So I know you guys are proud of that, too.
Yeah. We have a lot of military people that's come out of Darnell, too, that have done very well.
Yeah.
And it's hard to imagine a small town like us or across the river, Pottsville, and the Surrounding Hope, like you mentioned, and to have that much people, that many people coming out of there with that type of credentials.
Yeah. Well, you're surrounded, Mayor, by two color guys for radio. Mark, how many? 28 years.
20.
So I don't know if you have a catchphrase or not, but Roger, we need to play a clip from Rex Nelson Christian if we can. If you guys have heard Rex, he's got several catchphrases, Land of Milk and Honey, Paint It Purple, Baby. What's another another Christian-related phrase? But do you guys, either one of you, have a famous one or a favorite you like to use?
I don't know. I've got a lot of them, but I don't know about being famous.
Well, what's your favorite
one? My buddy Kent does the play-by-play. His is, "Oh, Mama."
Oh, Mama. Okay.
Good play. Oh, Mama.
We need to get a clip of that. What about yours? Usually it's a play-by-play that does that, but didn't know if maybe as a color man, do you have anything? What is yours? Come on. You know you asked that, Mark. Come on.
I don't know. I'd have to do a lot of thinking on that. Sometimes I just jump out. I don't know.
And what you've got to be careful of is not stepping on the toes.
Right. You got to try to be quiet. That's hard to do in big plays.
It's hard to do. We've got a clip of RJ. I forget who it was. It stepped all over RJ on a touchdown call, like in the state championship, and it just. You don't want to do that. And
here's one of our favorite. Here's a great phrase that a lot of people a lot of people try to steal it. Well, if you pop me up here, Christian, that's all right. Slam-a-ram-a-roo. Guys, got to tell you, as crazy as this sounds, that was organic.
Christian, do you have any Rex Nelson handy?
I'm looking there.
Yeah. We'll see if he says something here.
3:36 left in the fourth quarter.
Turn that up a little bit.
Trailing by 10, 17-7, but threatening. Burcham on third and goal from the 5 will pass. Lutz got a man in the end zone, and he's picked off, and it's going to be brought out to the 10. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 40, 35, 25, 15, 10, 5, 4, 3. 2-1, DeAndre Evans, no
flags
down.
That is only Rex Nelson could do.
That's a great one.
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, he's one of a kind. We were talking about unique mascot names. Sand Lizards are. They've been in national polls for having a national contest to say one of the most unique. Well, the Apaches, that's a unique,
It is.
Yeah.
And actually, Pottsville got approval from the chief out of Oklahoma. He came down to look at the mascot.
No way. When everything was sort of getting heated up about this topic a few years back?
And he gave the stamp of approval. He said, "We're very proud for you to call yourself the Pottsville Apaches."
That's outstanding. Did you reach out to him?
No, there was somebody in the community that did that. I served on the school board over there for about 17 years, so I know a little bit of the history, but it's pretty good stuff.
So do you have, as part of the traditions for the Apaches, do you like do a scream or a yell?
Oh, David, you're going to hate this, but the tomahawk chop,
okay.
You know, the Florida State.
Okay, y'all do that.
You know, we do that. Yeah, but you were talking about catchphrases or whatever, or anything that color guys do. Can I tell you, Mark couldn't remember, but there's something he did during the state playoff game. The kicker kicked a low, I don't know if it was a kickoff, but Mark, I'm listening to the game, and he calls it, well, there's another worm burner.
Okay.
And that's what he called it when it was a low kick.
All right, so that's okay.
Staying on the ground.
Across the grass.
That's, I use that in my golf game.
But you got to appreciate, you've been doing this for 26 years. Rex Nelson has done it for 40-something years.
Wow.
I mean, that is crazy. He's been calling games. And 20 years.
Yeah.
And you're a pastor. And, you know, and so, I mean, you can do all those things. Mark, you're a retired judge. And so I love that. I love that small town football. That's what that's about. Of course, I don't know about how good the Apaches were. I know, obviously, the Sandlers were 14-1, went to the state championship. So I remember us talking about that, Roger. I said, can you imagine what it's like in Darnell this week? Mayor, you know.
It's insane.
Yeah. Something when you win, and, of course, Justin Moore will jump on with us here in just a second. You know, Poland, when they were in the state championship and they won, what it does to a community when you have success.
Yeah.
You know, it's
the
just.
The community was behind the Sand Lizards and even the area community. Jim and his gang did videos supporting the Sand Lizards, people that we play all the time, you know, people from Danville and across Paris. And I mean, everybody was involved. It's just amazing at the support the kids get. And it's about the kids.
Yeah, yeah. We do have a lot of folks out here. I do want to say thank you. We forgot our speaker, and we would have the speakers. Hopefully some folks out there can listen on their phone.
Radio.
Okay, good, good. I do want to mention that Cunningham Barbecue brought us some chocolate ribs, which I'll pass on, but then we've got other ribs. And then, of course, Jim, you brought Tyson. I said,
Tyson chicken.
Mayor, I said, listen, if we're going to do a show about the Mount Nebo chicken fry, I got to try some fried chicken today.
Well, David, it is not the fried part. It is the smoked chicken that we do for this.
Okay.
And so that's what I did for y'all guys. You got to try it because October 4th is going to be a big day, and I want you to brag to John Tyson about the Darnell Complex and that chicken.
Yeah, he knew Tyson was coming in. Yeah, so as part of this Mount Nebo chicken fry, people go up on top of the mountain, and you have all kind of activities going on.
I hope you caught that, Christian.
I heard that.
We'll hear that for the next 10 years.
Heck yeah.
There's a lot of activities going on, but the key there is the chicken component. You got to smoke, you have it fried, you have all the different ways to do it. How many pounds of chicken do you think will be consumed by the 3,000 or 4,000 people there?
We are preparing enough for over 1,000 people.
Okay.
So that's what we're getting ready to do. And
maybe a stupid question like we were talking about. Hey, what's that river we cross? We don't want to make sure it's the Arkansas River, not the Darnell River, all that kind of stuff. And then the other part of it is, it may be a stupid question, did you eat chicken Panama City?
Yes.
See, I don't know. I don't think it's a southern thing.
No. Because the restaurants we had, Mumsy's restaurants had fried chicken.
So I get to the point, you know, when we're talking about, if we're going to be at the Mount Nebo chicken fry, we expect to have chicken. We want to eat chicken. I'd like to go ahead and throw this out there right now. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Luxury Pool and Spa.
Yes.
I'd like to have Luxury Pool and Spa Chicken Day. if we could, being a fan of the chicken that we are. And if Frank Fletcher's on Friday, Frank Fletcher, end of the month chicken fry sale going on. I'd like to have that. And tonight at Pop's Lounge, let's have comedy night and chicken fry. I'd love to have it. Big fan of chicken.
I like it.
Sunday was fried chicken day.
Well, think about it, guys. So Tyson Foods, talking about in Arkansas how you can be the best in the world if you want to. Tyson Foods is number two on the planet, right?
Yes.
In production or processing of chicken. Right, chicken, right? Yeah. Number two. I don't know if it's number one
planet
in the world, but they're number two worldwide, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. Yeah, of course, it was John Tyson's grandfather who started it, and then his son Don took it to the next level. And of course, John's doing a good job with it now. But everything gets in the way Saturday. It's all day on the mountain. If you have not been up to Mount Nebo, to us, when we do the show up there, Scott does such a good job there with the park, is to be able to see the clouds underneath you. It's the most bizarre. It's like Jack and the Beanstalk. It's like you're getting ready to see a big stalk coming up through there.
Clouds at your feet.
I mean,
it is
at your
something
feet
to behold. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark.
One more plug, David.
Yeah.
The weather's supposed to be very nice this weekend. The high down in the valley is about 93. It'll be in the 80s on the mountain, dry humidity. It's going to be the first nice weekend we've had in months. So everybody, please come up to the mountain, and the swimming pool will be open.
Nice. Is that right? Well, nice. We understand the name. One of the things, the saying, talk about saying, is chicken picking and politicking.
That's chicken right.
So, Mayor, so this is a big day for politicians as well, right?
As far back as my memory goes, the biggest thing, everybody that was a candidate in the state of Arkansas came to Mount Nebo. Mark was there, too. Both of our fathers were politically involved at early age, and so Mark and I, unfortunately, can announce that we have attended the majority of these. It's the activities have changed, but all the basics have stayed the same.
Yeah, well, it's a great community. Now, you guys do something else during the day. Y'all, I don't know about you, Mayor, but Mark and Jim, do you have responsibilities, I've been told, that you do throughout the day? I think Stacy had told me.
Well, I work a lot to help Stacy with the chamber.
Okay.
I'm retired, so I can fiddle around, do things.
Jim, do you have some?
Well, the cooking.
So you actually are cooking that day.
I have actually done this for the last 15 years, and so that's what I do. And we have a great crew with Tyson folks and a couple of the local folks that will come in and help me cook. And because it is a big task to do everything, Tyson, they do all the side products as well. We'll have all that stuff coming in. There'll be chicken, potato salad, coleslaw. What else?
Rice.
What's that?
Rice.
Yeah, the famous Mount Nebo rice that they do. It is pretty good.
What makes it famous? Is there something unique about the rice?
I've heard about that.
Yeah. Well, if
the recipe's from years and years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago, and Nancy Moore, one of our old, long-time banking people here in the city has done that for the last probably 30 years.
Okay. So it's a cool tradition.
I think we heard
she
about
does
that.
It all homemade, yeah.
Okay.
First time we
one of our favorite shows of all time, we had 92-year-old.
She said Judy.
She passed away. Passed away, and she told the stories. One of our favorite stories that she talked as a kid, that they went up Mount Nebo in a covered wagon.
Wow.
Back in the early 1900s. Are you kidding me? First of all, it's hard enough to go up that darn mountain in a car. Imagine how long it would take to go up in a car and how bad probably the roads were back, get up there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got to talk about Dolly Parton. Obviously, that was a shocker, I think. Nobody saw it coming. It passed away at 80 years old. And I tell you, my girlfriend I had no idea that she would be just broken up by this. And she sent me this graphic that said, it's got a picture of Dolly, and it said, your grief for Dolly is real, and you don't have to explain it to anyone. So there's a lot of people reacting to Dolly. And she sends me this. She goes, this is in my kitchen, you ding-dong. It's actually a fine thing. It says,
pour yourself a cup of
ambition, and it says Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
So, again, shows you how attentive of a boyfriend I am. Sorry, well, you cover it all.
You don't think a man's place is in the kitchen, so he didn't go in there. He has his little lady do it, and so she's in there. Listen, I love Dolly. I mean, just
go ahead. I was going to say, I didn't expect it, but I did get a little emotional when I heard that Dolly passed away.
How about that?
And it wasn't just because of her music. It was because she was such a great person. She really was.
So we'll talk about that. I want to hear Justin Moore, who obviously got 14 number one hits and is in the business. I want to talk to him, see what he's got to say. Also, Stephanie Street, who was really influential and helpful in getting President Clinton to do this with Jerry Jones, said, she goes, hey, I hate that I'm going to miss the chicken fried. She goes, I attended as a youngster for 15 years when my dad was in office and campaigning for re-election every other year. She goes, as you may know, I'm from Las Vegas. I'm a dual resident of both Little Rock and Russellville. And so she goes, you'll have a blast of the chicken fries. So anyway, we forget, too, Russellville is a part of that as well.
That's right. Both people come over,
Yeah. All right, we're just talking chicken and the Mount Nebo chicken fries. Don't go away.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking of? Let me see. Thursday night, I'll be at Mainline Trivia.
You're back to back. You got comedy night tonight.
Pops tonight, and then comedy, and then the Mainline on Thursday. I think Mainline Chicken Trivia.
I like it.
Well, I do too.
All right, don't go away. 7:30.
Hitting the
road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football got a late addition via the transfer portal in Liberty safety Brylan Green. Green was part of the 2022 class, which will allow him to play a fifth year of college football. He was a three-year starter for the Flames, recording five interceptions in 2023. He's the third fifth-year player the Hogs have added, as former Razorback Caleb Wooden and Dartmouth safety Sean Williams also called the Hogs. Williams, however, could be ineligible due to conferences coming out to implement policy to forbid professional players from returning to play college. The Big Ten was first banning those players in football. The SEC followed suit, banning players in football and basketball. The ACC is said to not be far behind in this movement. Williams has signed a contract and went through rookie mini camp with the Titans this offseason. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5. Your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Today is going to be an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day for a threat of damaging wind from strong and severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening. But before the storms do develop, it's going to get hot and humid, a high of 97 today. It's a 50% chance of rain this afternoon and this evening. Overnight, we'll have a low of 72. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JAVA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
All righty then. Let's talk about one of my favorite places to escape for a little fun. Oaklawn in Hot Springs. And right now, they're giving you a chance to win something way bigger than the fish stories I tell my buddies. Oaklawn's Boats and Bucks 3 giveaway is happening through August 29th, and one lucky guest is going to reel in, get it, a 2026 Icon VLS20 fishing boat and trailer, plus free play. You can earn entries all month long, including 25 times entries on Mondays and 5 times entries on Tuesdays in their 24/7 smoke-free casino. Now, if a brand new fishing boat doesn't get your attention, you might want to check your pulse. And remember, you've got to be there for the grand prize drawing on Saturday, August 29th. And while you're there, enjoy more than 1,500 slots, live table games, incredible dining, and maybe treat yourself to the Astral Spa. Hey, your spouse will appreciate that more than a tackle box. Get all the details at Oaklawn.com. That's Oaklawn.com. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort, where somebody's going home with a boat. And hopefully it could be you.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at RedRiverDodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
And Roger, you said it was because where her, it was at a bank. She was working at, right? And apparently this girl was coming on to her husband. Is that the deal?
I guess so. Yeah. And I think a lot of people have named their kid Jolene.
And this was one of her number one hits. This has to be one of the big ones.
Yeah. It has to be.
Matter of fact, I think Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter, what's her name? Miley Cyrus, yeah. I think covered this as well.
Her goddaughter.
If I'm not mistaken. Oh, is that right? I didn't realize that. Michael Marion, who was listening, had a great visit with him working on the President Clinton Jerry Jones meeting. Yeah. He said that they had Dolly twice, and said that
really?
had her at the arena 2005 and 2017. Wow, since she was very gracious and very kind to her fans. Of course, she came to Arkansas and was at the Governor's Mansion and doing the book, promoting her book deal. Craig O'Neill interviewed her. So we'll visit with Craig about that tomorrow. Okay. And coming up here in a few minutes, we'll visit with Brad Taylor and his son-in-law, who ran for office recently. And everybody knows everybody in this community, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you
have to.
Yeah. Here with us, if you go to the camera, Roger, I think, has got all of them on camera. Jim Huffman, Mark Thone, and Jimmy Witt, all three guys that are very influential and engaged in this community, and have been supportive of the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry. I just like that. Isn't there a song? What's the chicken fry song?
We're looking at
Zac Brown.
No, it's not. It's
we did. Did we do the Zac Brown?
There is that's the other chicken song. Yeah, I'm thinking of the is it Zac? Is it Zac Brown? What you said?
Zac Brown.
Yeah,
the chicken fry.
It's the chicken fry. I imagine that's played throughout the day at some point at the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry. You know, I don't know how many. As I mentioned, we were at Hope a few weeks back, and I know there's a ton of festivals in the state, but we've never looked at the age to see the years. This has got to be one of the oldest at 79 years. I don't know how many are older. So, do you have any pictures going back?
The Coon Shepherd's got to be in there, I would think.
You know what? You're right, Roger. I know it's over 50, but I don't know if it's 79. Do you guys have pictures going back to those 1948?
I've got one picture. It's me and a bunch of my buddies. There's about seven or eight of us, and we're probably 12, something like that.
Yeah.
And, Mike Womack was running for state representative.
I remember that name.
And Mike was the only politician to ever beat Dale Bumpers in a political race.
Is that right?
And we've all got the Mike Womack signs on and all that stuff, and it's up on the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry.
How about that?
And I can name everybody in the picture, but one young man, I don't know who that kid is. He might have been from another town or something, but Mike said that was the reason why he beat Dale Bumpers, because of those boys running around.
How about that?
For votes.
How about that? You know, you mentioned being up on Mount Nebo. I imagine it would be cooler up there with the breeze up there. Yeah. Or is it making it hotter, or is it making it cooler?
No,
it
would be nice.
Six degrees.
Yeah. How many people live up there on the mountain? How many people actually live up there?
Couple hundred, maybe 100.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
100.
If I wanted to buy a lot up there, are they available or no?
They are, but very seldom.
Oh, if you get one now, it's going to cost you now.
It's going to take a lot of O's.
Take a lot of O's.
I think Family Market's looking to build a convenience store.
Build a Bucky's.
Bucky would take up the whole top of the darn mountain. So I think we got our man Justin Moore on the line. Justin, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Morning.
What's up, buddy? We're on the beautiful Arkansas River here in Darnell. Do you have a name for the bridge that crosses over between Russellville?
Darnell Bridge.
Just Darnell Bridge. And when you first cross over, you take a left on Front Street, and this is the Chamber of Commerce office. And Justin, we've got three guys that need no introduction: Jim Huffman, Mark Thone, and Jimmy Witt, the mayor. And we were just talking about the that's the 50th anniversary. Justin, I just wanted to get you right off the bat, your thoughts on Dolly Parton and her passing yesterday at 80 years old.
Yeah, it was sad. Kate and I were talking. I thought she was actually a little older than that. No, I mean, just an icon, obviously, that transcends just the country music artist. I mean, she acted, and she did so many philanthropic things, and just a huge inspiration and a huge, just a huge figure in country music that not only was incredibly talented, but dynamic, and she'll be missed for sure.
I love it. She had no problem making fun of her big boobs. And well, I don't know, what did she say? There's a line that she said, because I saw it in the paper, she said, "It takes a lot of money to look this cheap," I think is what she said. That was one of them. Yeah, I mean, she was good. She was funny.
The thing that I listened to yesterday and again this morning was her nephew, who was her security for 20 years.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And his dad was before that. But when he started talking to her, because her name is Rebecca, I think is what it is. I think it's Rebecca. Don't get me on that one. But anyway, to say her name and then to call her Aunt Dolly.
Yeah.
And then to call her to some Gigi, to some other. So when you hear that, you go, well, when she goes back to the chicken fry of her family with the Pardons and the forget their maiden name. When you hear that, you go, that's the real person right there. That's who, because those nieces and nephews and the great grandchildren that she had, they called her, they didn't know her as big superstar. They knew her as Gigi or Aunt Dolly and things like that, and that brings it home. And then when you hear all the things about how wonderful she was, it makes it even more sad when you think about who we lost as far as a person.
She was one of 12 children. I mean, I think that's the big story there too. She grew up poor, and that's where obviously coat of many colors came from. She was a very savvy business person, Justin, in the business. I knew that. I don't know what year it was, but the Colonel came to her, and they wanted Elvis to sing "I Will Always Love You," but they wanted 50% of whatever the net would be or whatever. How to do that, Justin, the business.
Wow.
And she said no.
Probably
she said no
publishing.
To Elvis. Yeah, 50% she said
of
no.
The publishing.
That's right. And so she said that song probably made her $10 million, if not more. You know, Whitney Houston helped her make the amazing.
Oh,
I
bet it made her more than that.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. But she was sad.
I bet it was two or three times that much.
Could have been.
I see. She walked out of that industry that Justin's a part of, but even that industry, I can only assume, in that era, that industry and all that, the male dominating that it was. Because back in the day, and this is the truth, they used to call them, because I used to watch Porter Wagner and all those shows, and they were girl country singers.
Yeah.
Girl country and western singers. They didn't just say country and western singer. They said girl country and western singers. So all of that, and for her to do what she did, what we assume the backbone that she had and displayed when she left Porter.
Yeah.
Said, no, I'm
yeah,
rolling,
that's right. She
you
did,
know,
did
and,
her
and
own
we're
thing.
Do whatever, and did him a favor, letting him produce that record, you know, when she wrote it, and I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, her star power was so big. Justin, you're right. You know, the fact that she acted and she would, she, you know, her and Kenny Rogers have the monster, you know, duets, and I mean, so she just, everything she did, and then
they
know,
had
also,
a Christmas special each year. I remember watching it as a kid. Remember Raj?
Yeah. I think so. I'm yeah, some had, people are telling me about two movies, Coat of Many Colors, and did she do a Christmas show with a Christmas movie with Lee Majors?
I don't recall.
I don't know, but it wasn't
Still Magnolias. She was in Still Magnolias, you know, and others.
I think, I mean, for me, her probably her biggest role or biggest, I don't know, at least it was for me, was Stallone. What was the movie?
Oh,
Rhinestone.
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 Rhinestone. Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Right,
yeah. See, and the other thing is, you mentioned, Justin, is that not only was she big in giving, her reputation was so good. You don't need to hear anybody saying anything, because she was always giving back to kids. She came to Arkansas to help people. So anyway, what a life to live.
Yeah, I was only around her a handful of times, but always exactly the same. I mean,
yeah.
So,
but yeah, we don't have many people in this world that have that kind of reputation. Before we let you guys go, Jimmy, you were going to say something, Mayor?
In Dardanelle, the Imagination Library has been the biggest thing.
Deal. Is that right?
Yes, we have had some people really get behind that, and it's made a big difference in our school district and in all the kids around the area.
We've got some retired teachers heavily involved in the library down here, works with them, and the Imagination Library is very big here.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how big that is nationally, because I know she promoted all over the country. Yeah, Christian.
I was going to say, my son was signed up to it. And you get a free book every single month until you're 5 years old. So he's
how about
got,
that?
So he has a ton of books. I mean, he has 50 plus books by now.
That's cool.
Imagination Library. And now my daughter signed up for it, and she'll be getting books, and we'll read her books every night.
What a great legacy!
Really cool.
For
and,
her. Yeah.
Like, so Dolly Parton was probably the first celebrity that my son ever knew, because in those books it has her picture and stuff like that. So he'd be like, who's that?
That's
and I was
cool.
like, that's Dolly Parton. He didn't know what a celebrity was or what a singer was or anything like that, but he knew who Dolly Parton was. And on his birthday, you know, she had a generic birthday thing she would send out to everyone that was signed up for the Imagination Library. So She sung happy birthday to him on his birthday and stuff like that. So he knew who she was.
How long is that legacy going to go?
Yeah,
you know,
it's going to go on for
a decade.
Yeah, that's something she poured herself into. And of course, you know, Roger just mentioned she just got through opening like a convenience store line, and she had the Dollywood and so all the things. And the thing that was shocking, I don't think most people didn't know that she had apparently had a cancer issue. And so she went, that's why everybody said, what? You know, Dolly's gone. So, before we let you guys go, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you guys do. It's going to be a great day Saturday up on the mountain. And, you know, you got a great community here. You got some great folks. You know, I think about, special people. We've lost Keith Stokes, salt of the earth kind of guy. Tusk is still out here in the community. And we already had John Daly on. We mentioned your dad, James Lee Witt, who has such a great reputation. You got a U.S. Senator and Tom Cotton, who is a, you know, a major player. Again, regardless of what, you know, you like his politics or not, he's achieved U.S. Senate status right out of Dardanelle.
A block away.
Yeah. So anyway, I know you're proud of Jimmy and you guys are too, to promote all the things going on in the community. And we want to do our small little part. We got a lot of listeners. We got thousands of listeners. And we love Roger doing what we do by going to the Hope and the Watermelon Festival.
Get to meet everybody. Get to meet folks like you.
Yeah.
I mean, just,
and tell the story.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love getting out and being a part of the community and getting to learn about the great state of Arkansas that I'm proud to be from.
Chicken picking, politicking.
Chicken picking.
Saturday.
Chicken picking, and then both you guys will be calling games, right? Friday night.
You bet.
Both Dardanelle plays, and then who do you guys
play? Mansfield.
Mansfield. That's right. The state champions last year, 3A.
Yeah. Prairie Grove on the road.
On the road. So
yeah, we're home.
Well, that's great. You guys have a great football season.
Thank you.
And keep us posted on how the team's going. Have a great day on Saturday, Mayor. Thanks so much.
Thank you all for being here and doing what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We got more folks coming up. We got Brad Taylor coming up in a minute. Then Kristen Taylor, his son-in-law, who's over at Arkansas Tech. We've got State Senator Breanne Davis and more all coming up today. We're here in Dardanelle.
Yale County.
Yep. You know, Rooster Cogburn.
You kidding me? Lawyer Daggett, it used to have an office right here on Front Street, is where it was. And don't even get me started on that Texican that comes strolling through here.
So we got to try some of this chicken that Jim
bought. We're going to try that.
So don't go away. We got Morning Mayhem fully assembled. We'll let Justin continue to talk about Dolly Parton and her career. Yeah. And if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. We'll check those messages when we come back.
For sure.
All right, don't go away. 647. 747.
Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried.
Listen up, Buzz listeners. Here's a message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office. The last holiday weekend of the summer is coming up. So what do you have planned for Labor Day? A pool party? Backyard barbecue? Maybe a trip to the lake? The Labor Day weekend has become a traditional time for family and friends to get together for fun. Sadly, the holiday has also become one of the deadliest times, with drunk drivers endangering themselves and others. It's illegal to drive with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher. And if you do, the consequences are severe. You'll lose your license and go to jail. You'll pay court costs, attorney fees, and fines that could cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. You'll be restricted to driving with an ignition interlock. That means you have to blow into a device that detects alcohol in your system before your car will even start. And you have to pay for that. Sounds like a real blast, doesn't it? Hey, enjoy the holiday weekend, but think before you drink. Drive sober or get pulled over. A message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit oltmansroofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but look, if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking,
it might not be the heat, y'all. 1 in 4 men, that's 25% of us, have low testosterone. And it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, your mood, and much more. Look, low T drains your energy and motivation, which means you don't have the energy to do the things that you love. Heck, in some cases, guys don't even recognize themselves, man. They lose their identity altogether. Fellas, it's important to get the answers you need. Now's the time. And this summer, it's free. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get a consultation from licensed providers who specialize in testosterone replacement therapy. Explore a range of peptides and even get a jump on that summer body that you've been looking for with GLP-1s and medical weight loss protocols. Low T Center's been the number one name in TRT since 2009, y'all. They're the OGs and the pioneers. Visit FixMyLowT.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. Y'all, that's FixMyLowT.com. That's FixMyLowT.com.
Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock is hiring diesel technicians. If you have your own tools, an understanding of diesel systems, and enjoy working as part of a team, they want to hear from you. Offering up to $45 per hour or more. A 401k, working Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Powers Truck Parts and Service, a family-owned company with a reputation for quality service and over 80 years of combined experience. Contact Chad Powers at PowersTruckParts.com. PowersTruckParts.com.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Hey, baseball fans, the Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head on over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Trip Keeter. Don't miss the high school football game of the week with myself and Jackson Braswell. Every Friday night this football season, we'll be traveling the state to find the best matchups in high school football. It's brought to you by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Roller Funeral Homes, Midtown Plumbing, and Entergy.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
And do you have all kind of activity? Excuse me. Wow. A little slip there. Well, fittingly, almost did it again. It was on the day that Dolly Parton passed that I would say what I just said. Is this Dolly here?
It is. See, let it be.
If it's not, it's a good imitation.
Wow, imitation of it?
I think this was on her rock album that she did when she got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I could be wrong.
She sure did. She got inducted.
Inducted.
It's still a little low to Christian, didn't it, Roger? I don't want to. There you go. Did you sing that with McCartney?
Well, that's her.
That was her, yeah.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
And what was the second song that I learned on my ukulele?
Was Let It Be.
Let It Be.
And how did I know? And look at Dolly right there. There's something to be said about that. It's magic. Something to be magic.
661.
On your end.
Thank you, sir.
On your end.
Yes, of course it is. Of course it is. I'm going to let y'all talk while I eat some of this chicken.
Oh, my gosh. Justin, Morning Mayhem fully assembled now. We've got Justin at Moore Mountain in Pullen. Roger and I are here at Darnell, overlooking the Arkansas River as they get ready for the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry. Sure. Christian Weaver back in studio. We're getting ready for the Mount Nebo, the 79th edition of the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry. I only got a few minutes here. Somebody says on our Middleton Eaton Air text line, thank you, Christian, for sharing that Dolly story from a personal level. That is awesome. So, good stuff there, Christian, to bring that home. Smoky Mountain Christmas with Lee Majors, Roger. Is that the one you were talking about?
I don't know.
Here's what it said. My kids are also signed up for the books. We love those, too. Miss Congeniality, too. Was she in that one?
I don't know.
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
That's on my Mount Rushmore of not just Dolly movies. I love that movie. I don't know if it's because of the women that are running around. It's the soundtrack.
I like the sound
story,
trip. And it's a sports angle, with the Aggies against the Longhorns. Yeah. Whoever wins gets to go to the Chicken Ranch. That's the sports angle I went.
There you go.
Maybe that's the only reason I'm watching it.
Somebody said Dolly was worth around $500 million in net worth. No. I wouldn't doubt that. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all. Someone says, her saying is,
they said she had earned, well over $1 billion, but she was so charitable with her money that she
gave
was
it away.
Never $1 billion.
Wow. How about that? Somebody said, her saying is, I spent a lot of money to look this trashy. She was always self-deprecating. It was great. Dolly has a pretty good cover of Purple Rain, someone says. Apparently, the next hurricane is named Dolly. Is that right?
Wow.
Powerful stuff.
Says she wrote to Jolene after the little girl told her. No, yeah. See, I've heard different stories on that now. Yeah, that somebody said here, Jolene, after a little girl told her name after a show one day. Her name was Jolene, and
that may have been it. That may have been where that came from.
Which one am I thinking of?
It doesn't matter. I think the story about
she used
Jolene.
Join us now, Justin Moore. Since I don't know if you're looking, my old teammate Brad Taylor. Former quarterback for the Razorbacks, not from Dardanelle, but from Danville. He was a little John.
You can walk between the towns.
Yeah, you can walk between the towns. Yeah, and your son-in-law, Christian Thompson, is here. Christian, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great to see you. And he's a father-in-law. What's it like to have Brad Taylor as your father-in-law?
Man, honestly,
easy.
It's not a bad deal.
It's not
a
bad
deal.
That's not a great start.
I'll put it to you like this. You hear the Brad story folklore and stuff when you're in Yale County.
Yeah.
And so I was always like, was he really that good,
He was good. Justin, the one thing I love about Brad Taylor is that, Brad would go out and play in the rec league or whatever we call it. What the facility was, basketball, but you go out and play.
Hyper building.
He'd go out there and knock down 30 points in a pickup basketball game. You could shoot the ball from anywhere. I mean, you were an athlete.
Yeah, and I shot it from everywhere.
You did.
Don't throw it to Taylor, he'll shoot it. Don't throw it to Taylor, he'll shoot it.
He also, Justin and Roger, you've heard me tell the story. I would tell Brad and Sheebus, I would say, listen, I don't care if those go what they do on Thursday night, so long as your butt's out there playing well Saturday. And let me tell you, they spent Thursday nights out on the town quite often. They had some fun. Had some good old days,
but like I said, we showed up on Saturday.
That's right.
They showed up on Saturday.
And Sheebus is still coaching. Can you believe that? He is still coaching.
He told me 10 years ago, I'm just going to coach 2 more years, I'm going to get out of it. No, he's still in it. And he's still down on the ground coaching whoever he's coaching.
I know.
Getting after it.
So. Very impressive. All right, we'll come back and visit with these guys when we come back. We'll also continue to talk about Dolly Parton. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part. We're getting ready for the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry, the 79th edition. Up on Mount Nebo this Saturday. It's going to be good weather. And a lot of folks are out here. If you're in the area, come by and get you some breakfast. Roger, how about that Tyson chicken? For 8 o'clock, it's darn good.
I don't know why we don't have chicken every day.
I know.
It's good. I tried to shake his hand while ago and went all the way up to his elbow to chicken grease. I'm sure it was.
All right, don't go away. 8 o'clock.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's